Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer
Walter Raleigh. Now Walter Raleigh was a English adventurer and writer, and he was also a courtier and later became a political prisoner. And his dates are between 1554 to 1618. So he was there during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I and also during the reign of James I. Means he was there in the Elizabethan era as well as the Jacobean era. And it was, you know, during the reign of James I that he fell out of favor. Matlab king se ladai wadai ho gayi uski. Matlab king usse naraz ho gaye, or you know, the king imprisoned him, and later on, you know, he was executed. And he was accused of treason. Matlab king ko hi overthrow karne ka accusation tha ya charge tha inpe. Though, you know, later on it was found that, you know, he was not really planning to overthrow James I, but you know, due to some issue he was charged with treason. Matlab gaddari. Now why is he famous? Now along with Richard Hakluyt, Samuel Purchase, now we can also club the name of Walter Raleigh. Now Walter Raleigh was an adventurer, as I said. So you know, he led discovery expeditions, matlab voyages, in the hope of finding El Dorado. Now pehle to ye ki what is El Dorado? El Dorado kehte kise hain? At the very beginning, El Dorado referred to a mythical king, mythical tribal king of South America. But later on, El Dorado came to be associated with a place. With such a place which had lot of riches, matlab gold bahut zyada milta hai. So it came to be associated with such a wonderful place. Though such a wonderful place was never found, you know, in South America. But it was hoped that, you know, such a place exists. And, you know, there were numerous expeditions, discovery expeditions led by many, many people, even the Spanish, as well as Walter Raleigh, to discover El Dorado. But since El Dorado never existed, it was never found. And Walter Raleigh is famous for two works. One is the discovery of Guyana, okay, the discovery of Guyana, which came out in 1596. And you know, agar aap South America ka map dekhen, so there is a country called Guyana. And the other work for which Walter Raleigh is famous is the History of the World, which was published in 1614, okay. But you know, history se ye matlab nahi hai that it is a factual account. It is not really a factual account. You know, it is more of a imaginative account, and you know, contains references to miracles, legends. And with respect to the discovery of Guyana, you know, what is this about? Basically, it is about colonization, colonization schemes, then, you know, visions and ideas of El Dorado, ki El Dorado kaisa hoga, how would it be like, that wonderful place. And particularly, the colonization schemes or plans refer to South American areas. You know, in those times, South America was still being discovered by the Europeans, particularly the Spanish. And Walter Raleigh wanted to colonize Venezuela and exploit the riches of Venezuela. Now, Venezuela is also a country in South America. And along with that, he wanted to establish an English colony in Virginia in the United States, in North America. Okay. And with respect to Walter Raleigh's career graph, matlab initially he was, you know, the favorite of Queen Elizabeth I, and that is why he was knighted. Matlab his complete name is Sir Walter Raleigh. So this knighting of Walter Raleigh took place in Queen Elizabeth I's reign. Okay, so Sir ab lagaya jata hai unke naam mein. But later on, with the coming of James I, matlab in the Jacobean era, as I said already that, you know, he fell out of favor. And first of all, he was accused of atheism. Ki haan, ye atheist insaan hai, matlab ye bhagwan mein vishwas nahi karta. Because in those days, you know, being an atheist and not believing in God was not something considered to be normal. So first of all, he was accused of being an atheist. Then there was a rumor that, you know, he is planning to overthrow the king. So he was charged with treason, matlab gaddari. So, you know, and as it happens that gaddari ki saza maut hoti hai. So that's what happened to him. First of all, he was imprisoned, and later on King James I, you know, had him executed. And with respect to the history of the world, as I said already that it is not a accurate account of history. It is more of imaginative, and it begins with the creation, matlab that when creation took place of human beings, and ends during the 2nd century BCE, matlab during the downfall of the Macedonian Empire. So that history of the world refers to that particular phase of humanity. And of course, it is in no way objective history or verifiable history. Half of it is full of legends, imagination, miracles, and with respect to El Dorado. Now, if you examine literature, there are various literary works which have references to El Dorado. And I'll just quote few most famous works. For instance, in Paradise Lost of John Milton, there is a mention of El Dorado. Then there is a poem titled El Dorado by Edgar Allan Poe, the American poet Edgar Allan Poe. Then, you know, there is a book by V.S. Naipaul, which is titled The Loss of El Dorado. So these are some interesting facts that you should know. And all of these writers that I have mentioned, V.S. Naipaul, Edgar Allan Poe, and Milton, John Milton, these are important writers and their works are important. And all of these works contain references to El Dorado. So that is the importance of El Dorado even in literature. Despite the fact that El Dorado was a mythical land, matlab it was never found. Kabhi mila nahi El Dorado, log dhoondte hi reh gaye, it was never found.